I've got some nice little gems in store for you guys tonight, some real treasures. The first song I have for you guys tonight, I don't know a whole lot about, to be perfectly honest. It is a track that has been remixed and reworked by Bruno Miguel of Paper Cuts. However, it appears that it is from an album called The Chromium Fence by an artist called The Astro Boy. So this song is called The Voight Score, which I assume refers to Blade Runner and the Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep novel that that movie was based off of. So without further ado, I present to you The Voight Score. Next up, a track by Cranky Label artist Jonas Reinhardt from his album Powers of Audition. This song is called Atomic Bomb Living.
We'll be right back.
That song was Atomic Bomb Living by Jonas Reinhardt from his release on Cranky Records titled Powers of Audition. Next up, we've got a little bit of a throwback here to 1994, the original Blade Runner soundtrack. So it's actually earlier than 94, but the original soundtrack didn't come out until 94. That was a weird deal. If you want to learn more about it, feel free to go look it up. This is the song called Blade Runner. It's the song that plays during the end titles of the movie, and it is by Vangelis. He's a really, really well-known composer and musician, and the Blade Runner soundtrack was unique at the time for a kind of melding synthesizer with orchestrated, more classical components. So this is the end titles song from the Blade Runner soundtrack. the end titles of Blade Runner from the 1994 Blade Runner soundtrack. You are listening to The Outpost, and I hope you're enjoying the show so far. Next up, we've got a very obscure cut from a short cassette release by a guy named Alex Schiavi. He is Italian, and he is still in the music business. The album is called Dietro le Quinte. It was released on the Alpa label, whatever that was. This is an electronic, early electronic album, or short album, very much influenced by a trip that he made to Japan. This song is called Ozu, and it's 5 minutes and 9 seconds long. Enjoy. Thank you. This song is called Thousand Square, and it's actually a brand new song by Mountains from their upcoming release, Air Museum. It's not even out yet. It's going to be released on Thrill Jockey.
Down, 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 down
a new track from Mountains from their upcoming LP. Moving on here, we got an interesting track from an artist called Post. This is a self-titled album that came out on the Preservation label, and this song is called Rounds.
Thank you.
That song was called Rounds and is by Post from the album Post. Pretty mind-blowing. Ha ha ha. Same name. That was released on the Preservation label and is quite a unique release. Really, really one of a kind. The next track I've got for you guys is a new track from Type Records artist Renee Hell. This is from his new album, The Terminal Symphony. And this song is called Es de Grounds in Fifths. I probably killed the pronunciation on that. But anyway, new track from Renee Hell. Yay! Thank you. Rene Hell. That track was from his new album just released on Type Records called The Terminal Symphony. If you have any interest in seeing him live, he's actually going to be in Portland on May 13th. You know, I never did figure out what venue he's going to be playing at. But I'm sure if you did just a little bit of Googling or whatever, you could find it pretty easy. There you go. Moving on, this next track is by Gareth Davis and Machine Fabrique. They have been releasing a lot of collaborative work lately. It seems that they've really hit it off, and they have something really special going. Gareth Davis plays clarinet, all different kinds of clarinet. He plays contrabass clarinet, baritone clarinet, a whole bunch of stuff. And Machine Fabrique does his typical magic and wizardry behind all the electronics and manipulating sounds and stuff. It's pretty awesome. So this track is called Sound Lines 2 and is from their new Sound Lines EP. I believe some of this music was actually made for a short film, and they released it as a free EP. So here it is, Sound Lines 2. Thank you. Once again, that was Sound Lines 2 by Gareth Davis and Machine Fabrique. This song is called Blood on the Dance Floor Berlin Disco, and is actually a remix of a track by Hummingbird. One of the reasons I'm playing this track is the Fluid Audio label just released the Hummingbird Remixes album, which is all remixes of the long-sold-out Our Fearful Symmetry album by Hummingbird. And this remix album is already sold out as well. It was limited to 100 physical copies and sold out in less than 2 days. But this is a companion track to that album. It can be downloaded for free at a couple different places online. And it's really a great track. So here it is. Hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
That was the Blood on the Dance Floor Berlin Disco remix of a song by Hummingbird. And that is from the R Fearful Symmetry Remixes album that is sold out. You can right now actually still buy it digitally. One more song and then some exciting news tidbits that I have to tell you guys. So this next song is by Drafted by Minotaurs. This is from their album Aversion Therapy that was released on Infraction Records. And it's an awesome album. It's really great. I think probably the highlight of the whole album for me is the very last track. It's a 20-minute long track and is glorious. I picked my second favorite track, maybe third. The whole thing's great. But this song is called Skin, the Night, and Fog. Enjoy. You're listening to The Outpost. Thank you. That song was called Skin, the Night, and Fog by Drafted by Minotaurs from their Infraction Records release Aversion Therapy. They spared no expenses on the vinyl edition of that album, so if you liked that, I highly recommend going to seek out buying the vinyl edition. You can actually get it directly from Infraction Records. Tip-on jacket printing, a J-card OB strip, 180-gram vinyl. It's pretty tremendous, but now I'm just talking record geek and not music again. The awesome I think it's awesome news for you guys. Various news. Once again, I just want to remind you, like I said earlier, if you are interested in seeing Renee Hell in concert, he is playing a Portland show on May 13th. If you want to see his tour schedule, you can go to foxydigitalis.com. Second piece of news is I'm kind of a Peter Broderick junkie, whatever that might mean. I love all the music he releases. So anytime I get wind of a new release of his, I get really excited. It looks like Digitalis Recordings is going to be re-releasing a previously released and very limited cassette of Peter Broderick's called 10 Duets on CD and LP. So I have no idea when that's going to be released, but even just seeing that it's going to be re-released and made available again makes me very excited. Third piece of news for you guys. Wow, it's all Digitalis related. I promise I didn't do this on purpose. Richard Skelton, one of his other, another one of those super limited releases that sold out a long time ago, is available again. It is called Black Swallow and Other Songs, and it's music that he released under his Carousel name. There's some really great stuff that people have to say about this album, and it's been released on vinyl. It's pretty limited, so if you want it, get on it. FoxyDigitalis.com. I'm sure you won't be disappointed by that. Richard Skelton's amazing. In other news, in response to the tragic Japan earthquake and tsunami, Keith Keniff, who writes under a couple names, Goldmund and Helios, he and his wife, Holly, were talking about ways to help and decided to ask a few friends to join a compilation to help raise money. The effort grew and more people wanted to contribute, so they have a list of contributors. The lineup is tremendous. It's amazing. So unseenmusic.com, unseen-music.com. For more information on that, you can listen to some clips. It's not been released yet, but it will be released digitally, and then shortly after will be pressed as a 2-CD set. So I'm keeping my eye on that because it's amazing, and it benefits Japan. The profits from the sale of the album will be donated to the Japan Earthquake Relief Fund, set up by New York's Japan Society. So great music for a great cause. One more piece of news for you guys. This is new to me. Peter Broderick and Machine Fabrique had some live sessions in Amsterdam for a radio show, and it looks like they have been mastered by Nils Frahm and packaged up all nice on a CD. There's three tracks. It's the three different sessions, Peter Broderick and Machine Fabrique together, and some guest musicians as well. You can get more information about this CD or buy it at stalplat.com, stalplaat.com. Really excited about that. I've never even seen it until today. So that makes me really excited inside. And I hope maybe you can benefit from these little news snippets as well. That's all I've got for you guys. I hope you enjoyed the show. Hope you discovered some new music, maybe. Maybe, yeah. I'll be back next week with more awesome tunes. Until then, have an awesome week. See you guys later. Thanks for listening.